So, didn't catch the show on
Monday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Hello, podcast. It's good to have your ear.
Or both of them. Really exciting podcasters. Massive round of applause for yourselves.
Oh, what on the potties? Wherever you are right now, just applaud. Just put your hands together.
Yeah.
Put your hands and your palms together and applaud the work that you've done.
Because we... Look, bit going on at the moment for the Jimmy and Nath show. We're actually filling in with Abby Chatfield.
Yep.
So what you're going to hear is that show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're going to hear that show. It's on 7 till 9, Monday to Friday. So what that means, what I'm saying, there's going to be a fifth Jimmy and Nath show because Nathan and I usually take Fridays off.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have five.
Yep, there'll be five shows.
Spoiled for choice.
But if you're like, hang on, I hate Abby.
Mm.
Sorry, they can't hear me.
Well, we're hoping she can hear us.
No, she's
outside. If you're like, hang on a minute, I can't stand Abby Chatfield.
If you're like, I hate Abby, that's fine. Because, oh, crap, she's listening.
She's already learnt to ignore us, and I'm so worried that she's already got that skill. Well done. I'm so proud of you.
She's giving us a double bird.
We love her, but... I said, no, she loves us.
Yeah, she loves us.
She loves us. We are crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, we are. But yeah. I just... round of applause for Abby, because she's already got this ability to shut us out.
Yep. But yeah, so the podcast you'll hear will be the same show as Abby's. It's us with Abby, Jimmy, Nathan, Abby. That'll be Monday to Friday. But then on Saturdays, Sundays, it'll just be your boys.
Yep, just us, mate.
So if you do hate Abby, it's right, we've kicked her out for Saturdays and Sundays. We've still got to punch your head there.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Well, that's the thing with
us. There's people that hate us.
And if Who the f*** are they?
And if you hate us, you can get It's A Lot with Abby Chatfield. We don't feature in that. We've still got our own stuff going on.
I'm angling to get on It's A Lot. One day I'll be on
there. What are you going to talk about?
Oh, a lot. So it's that kind of gear, mate.
I can't say anything else. Enjoy the podcast.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Abs, as you know, yesterday turned 30 years old, the big 3-0.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you, mate.
I thought you were older.
I'll play this, but I'll be sad.
HBD.
Yeah, big fella, Nath turned 30 yesterday.
Yeah, 30 yesterday. And Jim and a few of my mates took us out to... took me out to lunch yesterday, a little Italian restaurant, and we may have had a few bevoirs, Abby. We may have been carrying on a little bit.
Naughty.
Had a few bevies. Might have been very loud in the restaurant.
I mean, again, I've got to save this story for later in the week, but I was very drunk on Saturday night, and I did FaceTime Abby about something. But we're saving that story.
We're saving it.
But the three, like, so Nate, outside of Nate, the other three boys, we went out Saturday night. We got very drunk.
Yeah.
So then Saturday, we were like...
So cool, dude.
We were just like...
Mate, you knew
I FaceTimed you. This is shocking news to you.
Drunk. Abby, we're not FaceTiming you sober, mate, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was in mind at all times.
But yeah, we hung out with Nathan. Nathan was so chipper. He's like, it's my 30th, and three of us were like...
Oh. But very quickly, that attitude turned around, had a few Aperols, everyone was into it. And then there was another birthday behind us, some young girls that came over, and one of them came over to me and saw I had that big happy birthday boy badge thing on.
Very
and
she special. Goes,
yeah. I was like, oh, big special boy, sitting on his high seat. And then she came home, she goes, oh my God, it's my birthday too. And we're like, oh, cool. Anyway, so she pulled up a seat, left her friends and was sitting with us for ages. Mm-hmm. And she had
Can't blame her, look at him.
Now, this is one of, guys, you're making me blush. I'm trying to tell the story.
Sorry.
And this is probably one of the most interesting first stories I've ever heard from somebody. So before we even got her name, she had a tattoo of a cat, right, on her arm. Okay. And I said to her, I was like, why do you have a tattoo of a cat? And she goes, oh, it's not really a funny story, but let me tell you. I'm like, okay. So she pulls up a chair and she told us that when she was little, when she was a kid, she would, this is the first story. We didn't even know her name yet. And she said, when she was a kid, she refused to go to the toilet. She refused to poo. She just wouldn't poo at all. She'd do number ones, but she would never do number twos. And we're sitting there having some like vodka rigatoni. Tony, and we're going, this is an interesting story. What's going on? Just asked about the cat tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a very weird story to open up to people.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay. And then she goes, oh, and there's more. And we go, oh, okay. So what's this got to do with a cat? And she goes, so what happened was every time that I agreed, so she would just hold on to poo. She would never go to the toilet.
She'd have to eventually, or she had blood poisoning or something.
I can tell you how she went. She told us.
Yeah, she said she would lay on her back and her parents would massage her.
No, she was four. They were like, they'd lay a towel down.
No.
Yeah, and then they'd push her knees into her chest and that would then...
Force it out.
Because where would am be my so... 30th lunch? And this is the story.
And also, this Jimmy's what... hungover. Is it?
I know. This is not what we need. Yeah. I was pushing on Jimmy's stomach just before that. No. Anyway, and then she goes, and so what happened was every time I did an actual poo in the toilet, I had a sticker chart and I'd get a well done sticker. And then when I got 10 stickers, one day I came home.
Was it 3 months or something?
3 months. And yeah. She got 10 stickers, right? And then when I came home, they bought me a cat. And that cat has only just died, which is why I got the tattoo. And
the cat helped me
poo. Say your cat passed away. Yeah. I mean, at that stage, do we need to hear about the laying on the bed and the towel and the pushing out?
That was the very first story. She said, so I was rewarded for doing the poos in the toilet by getting the little stickers. And then at the end of the 3 months, as Jim said, I was given a cat. And the cat was called Pottle, which stood for poo on the toilet.
Something,
love everyone or something.
And I will say, Australia, Nathan, did you make round of applause for yourself because you told that very quickly.
Yeah.
That story took that woman 20 minutes. It was not.
Was there more detail or was it going on tangents?
Tangents,
or was it,
and then she'd have to come back.
More detail you didn't want to hear. Right. So I want to ask the question, 131060, what did you get rewarded for as a kid? Because obviously, beautiful. So this is the thing. So she had the little sticker chart. She'd get the stickers and eventually got the cat for doing poos in the toilet. Well done.
Sorry, I have a question. I'm so sorry. Do you feel like she was trying to flirt?
Yes, 100%.
With Nath.
Oh, we were hooking up afterwards. It was
great.
No, you could tell, like, you know, when like someone comes over, the body language, like,
yeah, it's really sexy.
Pretty
yeah.
much telling, like, at Nath, there was three of us around.
She might need some notes on how to flirt.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, so sorry.
I remember when I was a kid, and this, I don't even know if I told you this, Jim. So in kindergarten, I was a big crier, very emotional kindergartner.
Wow.
I would cry all the time. Yeah. And so I had a sticker chart, and I would get a sticker for every day that I didn't cry.
Still on your desk.
I'm up to 9 now. I can't wait for my cat.
I remember when I was a kid, I went over to, like, I just did chores around the house. I didn't get pocket money or anything. Like, it was just, you do it, right? Yeah. You help dad mow the lawn, you take the bins out. I went over to a mate's house one day, and him and his brothers, they had like a sticker chart on the fridge, and they all got stickers for doing chores.
Yeah.
And then if you get it, whatever it was, if you got 10 in a row or 20 or whatever it was, you got cash money.
Yeah.
Wow. I never got rewarded for anything. I more have this one traumatic story about when I didn't get rewarded for something. So mum was a teacher.
Yeah.
And one day my teacher was sick and we went downstairs to her classroom and mum would give out lollies. This is back in the days when teachers could give out lollies, guys, you know.
Times have changed.
And mum would give out lollies if you sat up straight during a whole like movie. And I sat up the whole time like this thinking mum would give me 3 lollies at least. And she gave everyone around me a lolly but not me.
Oh.
Because she didn't want to be like, it's my favourite.
No, nepotism.
Nepotism. And I was like,
I actually cried.
I was so upset. I think about it probably twice a week. And I brought it up again. Yeah, I should call mum. I actually asked mum one day, and she goes, oh, get over it.
All right, let's do this. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. What did you get rewarded for as a kid?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
131060, what did you get rewarded for as a kid? Did you have a sticker chart? This is after we went out for lunch yesterday, Jim, and a lovely lady came up to us, Abs, and the first thing she told us was that as a kid, this is before we even got her name.
Was her name Kate?
Her name was Kate.
Kate, yeah. Don't say her name, boys.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I was going to leave her name out of it.
Oh, but... You can't say, I think it was Kate
we'll edit that
Smith
out.
No, I think or something. Like, last name, I think it was spelled with a Y in the middle, though.
Yeah,
so,
I think it might have been Sarah was her name. Sarah was the name.
Yeah.
Anyway, she came up and she told
us. She told us she listens to a different radio station. We know that.
You know what? Sucked in, Kate.
Grow up, Kate. So she told us a story about how as a kid she always refused to do a number two. Refused to do a number two in the toilet. So every time she did do a poo in the toilet, she got stickers and then eventually she got a cat. A cat called Pottle. And then afterwards she introduced herself. She said, hi, I'm Kate, by the way. We said, oh, lovely to meet you, Kate. So we're asking the question, what did you get rewarded for as a kid? Belinda from Newcastle. Hi, Belle.
Hi.
Belinda, what did you get rewarded for as a kid?
I got rewarded with a car.
A car?
Sorry?
Oh, must be nice, mate. What do you mean you got rewarded with a car?
Abby couldn't even get lollies from her mum.
Sorry. What the hell?
I was a little bit older than probably you guys were when you were getting your lollies, but I was 15 and I was a favourite grandchild. And my grandfather's friend was retiring from his licence, so I got his car.
So did your grandfather's friend gave it to you?
Well, no, my grandfather bought it off his friend for me.
Oh. I was about to say, I think your grandfather's friend was trying to make a move, but then you were 15. It's all a little weird.
Kieran from Melbourne. Hi, Kieran.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you get rewarded for as a kid?
Mate, I got a trophy for being born.
Yeah, well
no,
done,
you
mate.
Didn't, Kieran. What do you
I
mean?
I did look it up. Blotten Tricentennial Baby.
What do you 1988. Mean? Hang on, Kieran. Sorry. What do you, hang on. We were laughing too hard at the, oh, I did look up. What do you mean, look it up?
Look it up. In 1988, at least in the hospital I was born in, it was classed as a bicentennial baby. All the babies born in 88 got a trophy for being born.
So what kind of trophy are we talking, Kieran? Like a proper...
It's just it's nothing super fancy, you know, about as big as a coffee mug. It was just a wooden plaque with your name, the time you were born, with a little golden baby on top.
And do you still have it, Kieran?
My mum does. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm pretty sure she's still got it.
It doesn't say Kieran's name here, but it does confirm bicentennial babies were given a trophy.
Wow, well done, research king.
Just for being born. Good on you, Kieran.
Kieran said, there you go, as though he just made it. Well, there you go.
That's right. It's also like, look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up, mate. Well, there you go.
Beck from Melbourne. Beck, what did you get rewarded for as a kid?
Well, I was a super fussy eater, and I went on my first school camp, and my teacher got me to eat a piece of cucumber, and I got a principal's award for it.
For eating cucumber?
Oh. Yeah, for trying something new.
Oh, Beck, I'm so proud of you.
How old were you, Beck?
I was about 7, I think. I literally grew up on, like, meat, potatoes and tomato sauce.
Welcome to my life, Beck. Welcome to my life. Beck,
do you still eat cucumber? Like, did you continue to eat it?
No, not at all.
Well, no, she tried it, hated it, moved on.
I eat it.
Oh, sorry, Beck. What did you say? You still eat it, Beck?
Yeah, I was a grown-up, but, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I
wasn't, no rewards, though.
A healthy diet is the reward, isn't it? Felicity from Toowoomba. Hi, Flick.
How you going?
Yeah, good. What did you get rewarded for as a kid?
Not biting my little sister.
Wow.
So
I got stickers, and for every day I didn't bite her, I used to get a sticker, and then I don't know how often used to get whatever from mum and dad.
Yeah, okay. Flick, so a couple of questions. First one, how often were you biting her? Second one, how old were you?
It was probably about 5 or 6 at the time. So it was 5 years between us. But, I was a little bit jealous, I think, that she was getting mum and dad's all attention. So,
biting her daily, every hour?
Oh, I reckon a couple of times a day.
A couple of times a day?
And what was what was the reward for getting the stickers for not biting?
Oh, look, I couldn't tell you now, but I know that we'd had sticker charts and stuff like that for every time I didn't bite her.
I hope it was like a Macca's voucher, so you had something to eat that you were allowed to.
Yeah.
Felicity. We lived in the middle of nowhere, so it was probably nothing special.
And Felicity, how many days has it been since you bit her?
What's the count?
Now, what are you up to now?
Oh, shit, I don't even know how old I am. So maybe.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Abs, you've been excited about this all day.
I have. I'm starstruck. I'm nervous. I've met this person before. We've got a big...
You're a psycho. Like, you're a psycho. What do you mean? I'm starstruck.
I'm starstruck. My nipples are hard. I'm fearful. I'm like, what's going to happen? My never meet your idols. My gorgeous friend, Khan Ong, is in. Hello, gorgeous.
Hi, me.
MasterChef star, King Khan Ong. Survivor.
Hi.
Just all-round icon.
Thank you.
Beautiful nails.
Thank you.
You know, there's so many things about you that we just love.
Notice your nails. Can you hold up your nails? I don't even notice. They're nice. I got a nice hug from Khan. This is the first time we've actually met. And I noticed Jimmy only got a handshake. So
it was awkward because Jimmy put his hand out. And then Abby was there. And I was like, I can't really go in for a hug now because I'm like just like taking up space. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. The boys are nervous to meet you. Yeah. They're hoping that there'll be a friendship that blossoms from this because we're friends.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
I was listening a little bit earlier. And it really depends on what you feed me.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're going to get to that because we've got a little challenge on the way very soon. We'll tell you what that is. Mm. But hold your horses, Australia. Mm. We'll get there. Yeah.
But before we start our chat, obviously, Jocks on Frillo has passed away and you were on MasterChef and you knew him. Mm-hmm. So
it's a really sad day. It's really devastating news because Jock has been nothing but supportive. He's given me heaps of advice and I really, really respected him. I feel really sad for Lauren, Ava and the rest of the family. And I offer them my condolences.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I can really say.
Yeah, there's been nothing but positive moments with Jock that have been shared today.
Yeah.
How beautiful he was.
Yeah,
so,
he is. He's a beautiful human.
Yeah. I think just, yeah, a lot of people are sad and a lot of people are really in shock. It's not definitely not the news anyone was thinking they'd get today.
No.
Yeah, absolutely horrible news. Khan, you got a new show. New show, which is pretty exciting on SBS. Yes. Tell us about it.
It is called Kynong's Wild Food and it is a dream come true. I think it's the best job in the world. I get to travel. I get to meet new people, try new ingredients and do things that I never thought that I would be able to do. Like dive with sharks, go diving for abalone and scallops or spear fishing, spearing crabs. Like cooking with stuff like yesterday's episode, it launched yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday's episode, I cooked with magpie goose and I didn't even know what that was until.
What is that?
It's a game bird, basically. So it's the taste is kind of ducky. So it's like duck, but like I got to do it with an Indigenous Australian who is able to do so and it was eye-opening.
Wow. So what is the concept of the show?
The concept of the show is I'm not the professional doing the hunting or the foraging. I go and I meet people who take me out on these adventures and then I cook and I learn about the ingredients. So it's stuff that I would be so scared of doing. Like, who knows how to dive for abalone? Like, there's sharks there. There's, like, seals around you.
I would watch that show. Just yeah. Khan by himself going, I'm going to figure it out.
after this show is a raging success, the next one is Khan figures it out. Has there been any moments? I mean, obviously, like, so you filmed all the show now. Mm-hmm. You're gonna see it on SBS. Go check it out, guys. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. Were there any moments where you're like, oh, don't know if I can do this?
It was the shark diving. So I went shark diving in South Australia. And, you know, on TV shows, you have producers and they ask you questions. My producer was like, hey, how are you feeling? I literally went, I can't do an interview right now because I'm like so scared. I'm so scared.
But you did it.
I did it, and it was actually quite.
Or did he?
No, I didn't.
Find out.
Body double.
Yeah, wait, that's great. Yeah, do that.
Sorry.
Watch the show and find out.
Welcome. Don't give it away. Khan, did you come up with this premise? Did they reach you out? Like, how did.
It's something that I've been wanting to do for a really long time, and production companies. Travel shows are expensive. Yeah. Anything where you need to take a whole crew out with you is expensive. So I've been offered shows in studio. But I was hanging out for something like this because I think this is super important and it's something that I'm passionate about. So I just think that it's going to be a better show. And I am so like happy with how it's turned out. It's been amazing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 8:30 Sunday, SBS Food. Go and check it out. It is called Kynong's Wild Food. It's going to be an absolute star-studded adventure.
Yeah, will he survive the swimming with the sharks?
Who knows?
No. Shut up. Come on. You don't know that.
Are you?
AI. You could be AI right now.
Yeah. What are you doing?
ChatGPT. We got to...
Khan, speaking of things that you may or may not survive.
Oh, gosh.
We've come up with a little game that we wanted to do. We also ran it by Abby just to make sure she was happy with it because because you guys are friends, we gave her like 20 seconds and she said, yeah, sure, why not? So we've come up with a little game. It is called You Can't Eat That.
Oh, no, you can't eat that.
Which sucks.
Is that me?
Yes.
Where did that even come from?
From the show, mate, haven't you?
No, AI. We got it. You're not even here.
So it's called You Can't Eat This. How it's going to work is Jim and I, beforehand, we went down to Coles, right? And we were given, by producer Bruiser, we were given 3 minutes. 3 minutes to find ingredients to cook both a main meal and a dessert and a budget of $20, which we over by 10 cents, but that doesn't matter.
$20.10.
We're going to have 5 minutes. We're going to go to some ads and one song. We're going to have 5 minutes and it is up to Jim and I to create a two-course meal for you, main meal and dessert. And by the end of it, you need to decide whether or not you can eat that or you can't eat that.
I am both aroused and also terrified.
So am I, which is...
That's what Abby says about working with us.
Yeah. It's a vibe in the studio at all times.
So what I thought we'd do is we'll go to ads and music and come back. We've got about 5 minutes to do this, Jim. We've already got our ingredients, but Khan, it's going to be up to you and Abby to give us a score out of 10.
Oh, you're eating it too.
Well, I'm a master singer judge, so yeah.
Yeah, so we're professional judges, professional food experiences, all wrapped into one here. So that's you guys have got to give us a score out of 10, and from that we will decide whether or not you can eat that or you can't eat that. So that's the game, and we're going to do it next, guys.
Oh, no, you can't eat that.
Which sucks.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We absolutely love this man. Kynong in the studio, host of Kynong's Wild Food, 8:30 Sunday nights, SBS. Khan, are you nervous about what we're about to
do? Yeah, I'm super nervous. Like, I saw a plate before and I just didn't want to look at it. Yeah. So I've stayed looking this direction so that I can kind of get my nerves under control.
It's like seeing the bride before the wedding. You don't want to see
it. Totally.
In case you change your mind.
Okay, that doesn't make me feel any better.
So what we're doing, guys, we've come up with a little game. It is called You Can't Eat That.
Oh, no, you can't eat that.
Which sucks.
How much I love it. It really annoys me. Geniuses, boys.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. Just to compliment you, mate. To compliment you. So how this is going to work is Jim and I, we were given 5 minutes to both prepare the food. We had 3 minutes to buy the groceries. I'm doing the main course. Jim, you're doing the dessert.
Yes, $20 in total. We actually spent $20.10, but don't worry about it.
And so, just to be clear, they actually ran out of the studio and did this while the songs and ads were playing. Mm. It wasn't like a 5 minute before the show. They literally were jogging back in and came with 23 seconds to go.
We had a strict 5 minute cooking time, like they do on all the famous cooking shows.
Producer Brooke did make us put everything down.
Yeah,
she had a timer going, so it was a 5 minute hit. We weren't allowed to touch it anymore.
And a knife. She said, put it down or else. Gosh. Okay. So how this is going to work is we're going to present the main course and the dessert to both of you.
Okay.
So Khan and Abby, we need a score out of 10 from both of you. And at the end, we will total the scores and we will decide whether or not you can eat that or you can't eat that.
Should we go main dinner first?
Main course.
So I'll stay here. Yeah, okay. You go get your main.
So I'll go and get it. Okay. All right. So you just talk through what you saw in the kitchen.
Choice of music.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's all I had.
Inspirational slow-mo music.
All right, so Nath's heading out. I mean, we have worked as a team because we had $20.
Yeah.
So Nath has actually spent a little less than me. So I've used more of the budget. I've spent about $12 and he's spent about
$8. On dessert?
Yes.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Had to make something. That was the key. We couldn't just buy Cornettos.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
Here we go. Here's Nath's.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you the Mugget with noodle and greens.
The nugget with noodle and...
Sorry, Nate, do you have any cutlery?
Nugget with noodles and greens. And it's an M for Michael. Because it's nuggets in a mug.
Yes.
Okay, can I explain this to you guys? I feel like I can see possibly a chicken Maggi noodle. We've got some chicken strips that are fried, maybe air fryer fried. We have a little garden salad and what looks like sweet chili on top.
That's pretty much spot on.
Pretty much spot on, Khan. Well done.
Great. Khan, you can go first.
Okay. So, I'm going to go for the salad.
Let's go for the salad first.
The one I put the least amount of effort into.
I don't know why I didn't do like a sandwich or something. Like, why did you do...
Because the dessert has a bread element to it.
Yeah, I claim bread, sorry. Yeah.
So Khan is currently eating a salad and a mugget.
And the air-fried chicken.
Presented in a mug.
Okay. Abs is cutting a bit of chicken with a bit of nude.
Mm-hmm. I like doing a full mouth.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, but what about the food? Yeah. So next time we come up with a game, it's called Abby's Full Mouth.
Abby's Full Mouth. Let's write that down, Bruce and Brooke. Abby's full mouth.
Okay.
So I like doing a few different things in my mouth. I like having, you know, to see if the flavors complement each other. So I've got a bit of noodle and I've got a few greens and I've got a little bit of chicken tender. So let me just
let that go.
As Abby eats, what are you thinking so far?
Okay. I love freezer chicken. Like as in like anything.
I knew it. I did my research.
And noodles I also live on. So that's a tick and a tick.
Yes.
What's really making me excited is this salad.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be a sweet chili, but it's got a tang to it.
I don't know what that is, but I did it on purpose.
Okay, so there's acidity in it. So it's not just a chili. It is still sweet.
Yes.
So pretty good so far.
Okay, so without going to the score. So that was, of course, the main course. Mm. It was, what did I call it again?
My opinion?
What was your opinion? Go ahead.
It's pretty good.
Okay, main course has been completed. What we're going to do is we'll let them finish that. We'll go to a song.
Okay.
When we come back, the dessert for You Can't Eat That will be delivered.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Oh, no, you can't eat that.
Sucks.
Yeah, Jim, we were given a challenge. Well, we gave ourselves a challenge, really. we had 3 minutes to buy enough groceries or enough ingredients to make both a main course and a dessert for Khanong to decide, and then also Abby Chatfield to decide. Give us a score out of 10, whether or not you can or you can't eat that. They've just finished the main course. Khan, was there any more feedback from that main course?
Yeah, I thought about it a little bit more, and the noodles aren't very well mixed through, so there's flavouring in patches, and I think you were nervous because you crushed them up. Like, they're not straight. Instagram.
Yeah. I did. It was for the timing reasons.
And one more thing is the mugget. I understand that you were trying to be creative, but because it's an enclosed space, yep, the bottom, there's condensation, so the nugget is now wet. Just the tip, though.
Yeah, you don't want a wet tip, or do you? I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes so.
Abby, let's get your feedback. Thoughts on my main course of mugget, which was just nuggets in a mug, some noodles in... what else, like greens?
The noodles were kind of like split ends. Like it just felt like I was eating like a bunch of split ends, the texture of it.
Fair enough.
I'm happy with it. It just reminds me of like a uni meal.
Okay, that's good.
Nostalgia.
Yeah. That's what we're going for. Okay, that was the main course. Before we get the score, Jim, it is over to you for the dessert.
Yeah, I'll head out to get the dessert. I just will say that... It's an odd choice. I'll be sad I didn't pick the music. Nate did. I claim bread. Nate was going to make a sandwich, but I was like, bread for far too long has been an entree and a main. I'm claiming it back. For dessert.
Scared.
Oh, I reckon it'll be like bread, Nutella, and something else.
I think Nutella. I'm Nutella banana, and I hate banana with chocolate. So if that is the case, Jimmy's actually banned from the radio show. I don't know what the outcome is.
Okay, here he comes. He's coming in with the dessert right now, Jim. Oh, walk up to Khan. Oh, walk up to Abby Chatfield with your dessert.
Ah, okay, we've got peanut butter. That looks like there could also be, it's toast, honey? Peanut butter, and honey.
Cheers. Cheers, honey. Is it gluten-free bread or something?
No.
Looks off-center.
It looks kind of like wholemeal.
It looks a bit sad.
It's a bit health. We didn't have, and I went for the cheapest. We only had $20 in total.
I had never tried a honey with peanut butter until literally yesterday. And I really enjoyed it. So
this is good.
But well, who did you try that with? Where were you?
Just some random person on the street.
Oh, what state were you in?
I was Darwin.
She was on the hot Darwin FM doing this exact game.
So I've gone with classic bit of wholemeal bread, lightly toasted with peanut butter and honey.
Nipples are rock solid.
Yeah, I'm into this.
Oh, this is really good. This is really good.
How's the consistency? I tried to make sure that the peanut butter and the honey were sort of evenly spread across.
I think that it's a really good ratio. And the thing is, when you're presenting a dish for someone to judge, don't overdo it. Don't give them too many things that could go wrong. Instead, give them one thing and do it well. Because if I don't see anything wrong with this, it's a full 10 points.
I wish I'd known that before I did the main course.
Before you crushed all the noodles.
Do you have any issues, Khan? I would like for it to be presented in more, a bit more effort put in.
Yeah, presentation.
I'd like maybe you cutting into triangles so I could eat it easier. So I could feel like I was like a kid getting care of.
I will say that I was going to cut it into triangles, but then I ran out of time. And we had to put down the... Okay. So I didn't get to finish my presentation.
Wait, are we judging you against each other?
No, we're working together for a total score out of 40. Speaking of time...
Oh, this is
it. It is time. A total score out of 40, right?
So how's that work?
So there'll be a score out of 10 from Abby for my main course, a score out of 10 from Khan for my main course, and the same for your dessert.
Okay, right?
So 10, 10, 10, 10, total of 40 points.
Jeez, that's good. Quick math.
Okay. Abby Chatfield on the main course... for the game, you can't eat that for the main course.
I guess the question is, would I eat it again?
Yes.
Would I go out of my way to try and recreate this main course? The mugget and the split ends noodles?
Probably not.
And the unwashed bag, salad bag with some mysterious dressing on top? And the answer is no. But if someone made it for me, maybe that I was like, seeing or friends with, would I appreciate it? Also, no.
Out of 10.
Now, it's not awful. It is edible. So I'm going to go with a 4.7.
Oh, just under what we
sucked
needed.
Okay.
4.7, Khan.
You went really harsh. I'm looking at this and I see the effort there. I see that there's a protein, a carb, and also your veggies. So it's a balanced meal. I love the acidity.
Come on.
Okay, 5.5.
Okay, 5.5, which is good. 5.5. So far out of a possible 20, I've got... Oh, there's a lot of maths here. 10.2.
Shout out to the producing team for writing that through in the chat.
Okay, 10.2. We need over 20 points for this to be successful. Jim's dessert, Abby Chatfield.
Now, like I said, I only tried peanut butter and honey yesterday, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy the flavours. It's simple and effective. The bread, you could have gotten a high-quality bread, I think.
We didn't have enough money.
I think...
I make excuses, mate.
I think you could have...
you just upset yourself.
I also had an issue where the honey and the peanut butter.
Oh, there are napkins over there.
Spilled, doesn't matter. I should have to do admin to eat your dessert.
You could critique the judge.
Sorry. Yeah,
come on, babe. Okay. Don't get defensive. We're in therapy. Just accept criticism, okay?
No, I can't.
But overall, maybe that was my fault that I'm a messy eater. It was pretty nummies. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10.
God, wow. This is good. Okay, this so all we need, is what do we need?
1.3
or 1.8.
Right?
So, we're on 8. What are we on? 18.2. So we need 1.8 for 20.
Yeah, 1.8.
Yeah, 1.8.
Okay,
so Khan is really harsh.
I could get really harsh, but
I think you should.
I probably will be. the bread, I'm pretty happy with. Presentation, not so much. I would have actually preferred a white bread and kept it really simple because I don't think it needs the extra nuttiness.
Okay.
The peanut butter and the honey was. I'm not going to be a dick. Oh, sorry. I'm going to give you a 9.
Yes! 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 Yes!
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
A TikToker in the US has gone viral after posting, get this, a video of a flight she was on where an airline employee was seen taping the wing of the plane to secure it in place before they took off. Probably my reaction to it. Not what you want to see. Apparently,
mate, bit of tape fix anything.
Well, that's the thing. The beauty of tape.
Slap her on.
I don't think I even have tape in my house.
Yeah. No tape.
You have zero tape.
Tapeless household.
Not even.
We're actually anti-tape in my house.
Anti-tape?
Yeah. Scissors?
Booby tape?
No, my boobs are very perky and beautiful. And I don't need to tape them anywhere. Nate, okay? You know, a natural boob is nice sometimes, okay?
I just thought booby tape was a thing now. All the kids are doing.
Well, me and my roommate had to go buy some on the weekend.
So there you go. There's more boob.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's more booby tape in Jimmy's house than yours.
My roommate Josh and I, we went to the shops and his partner had asked for booby tape if you wanted to wear it to go out.
Mm.
But then when we were at the shops, like I went in with him and we went to, I think it was Meijer. So we went into the lingerie area. They said that's where it was. We asked some lady, she's very helpful. And then my mate Josh was like, my partner. But he was just gesturing. But I was standing next to him. And he goes, my partner needs some booby tape. So the lady comes over and she goes, so how do you usually strap him in? And I went...
It's like, no, it's to hold it up. Nice. That's what it's for. So apparently this employee was using something called speed tape, guys, which is apparently really strong tape used for airline repairs. I don't know how I feel about speed tape, especially when it's on a plane that's about to be in the air.
Not specially made.
You're around this, aren't you?
I don't mind.
You're around this.
I don't know how flying or science works. Should be right.
I just don't know if I'm in a plane, if I feel great, that right before we take off, they're like, oh, geez, that wing's a bit loose, guys. Anyone got some speed tape? Which, funnily enough, looks very much like duct tape.
Yeah. You know, I used to date a flight attendant and we were out drinking once with a whole bunch of like her people she works with. Yep. And there was a bloke there and they were talking about this because it's gone viral before.
Yeah.
And he said, look, it, you know, it's very secure. It's worked or whatever. But he's like, I'll be honest. Sometimes I just slap it on for a bit of fun.
Just to scare the passengers.
Fear into them. Just goes out and goes, slaps her on, looks at them through the little windows.
You got to find joy in the small things, you know?
How good's a bit of tape, guys? Yeah. Fix anything on the wing.
Just a bit. Just doing a bit.
Oh, geez, that propeller's a bit wobbly. Nothing a bit of tape can't fix. 13 10 60. Here's what I want to do now. What did you fix with just a bit of tape? What did you fix with just a little bit of tape? It can be absolutely anything. I know at the moment, Abby, I don't know if you've seen my Ford Fiesta at the moment, but there is. Do yourself a favour, check it out. There is a lot of tape on my, you know this, Jim, on my Ford Fiesta at the moment because a lot of water leaking in when it's wet.
Oh, internal tape or external tape?
Bit of both.
Yeah, right. Okay, catch you on both ends.
Yeah, I'm trying to do both. So at the moment, driving around, it looks like my car's just got heaps of Band-Aids on it.
That's nice.
And you know what? Haven't had any water, a little bit of water in there since. So it's working. Tape can work wonders, guys.
Both Nathan and I's headphones broke last week when you were away, and there's tape on the side. Look.
Mine broke as well.
Yeah.
No one's taped mine up. Thought we're a team, guys. Thought I was like your sister.
We didn't tape
now.
Our own.
Actually, we're having threesomes. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like you can have a threesome with me, but you can't what tape my headphones up.
Abby, I'll draw the line at that. Yeah. Are there anything but tape your headphones?
Tape my wrists, but not my headphones, guys.
Oh, wait, no. Abby does tape at home. Abby does.
You know what? Actually, do I have what? I have a special one. I have a special one that doesn't stick to skin. It only sticks to itself, so you can enjoy
There you go.
So you do have moments tape. In a fun time.
Watch
yeah,
and it's like with a bit of tape.
Yeah,
my love life, perfect.
Is it broken, mate? She's
that was not broken. No,
she's in love.
Yeah,
with.
The show.
And
sorry, with the show.
The Jimmy and Nate show. 131060. What did you fix with a little bit of tape, guys? Jump on the phones right now. Look, best caller as well. I love this. You're going to receive a double pass to Hoyts Lux. Your next trip to the movies just got a lot comfier at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now. Hoyts.com.au. You want to score some tickets to Hoyts Lux, guys? Answer this very simple question. 131060. What did you fix with a little bit of tape? It could be anything. It could be your car. Maybe we've got some flight attendants out there. Maybe you fixed the wing of a plane. Whatever it is, what did you fix with a little bit of tape? Hoyts Lux double passes to give away. We'll take your calls next. 131060 Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield and Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
131060, what did you fix with a little bit of tape? This is after a video has gone viral of a flight attendant fixing a wing on a plane right before they took off with tape. Taping the wing back onto the plane just to make sure that it was all sound and ready for the flight, Abby.
But it was specialised speed tape.
Yeah.
You said tape as though it was like a little bit of like duct tape, but it's not duct tape.
But
it's
is it speed? And they're just calling it speed
no,
tape?
That clear tape you use to wrap Christmas presents.
Yeah, just without the matte one.
Yeah.
You know how you can get the beautiful matte one you can't really see.
Yeah,
one.
The flight attendant was doing the birthday yeah. presents as well. Oh, I may as well fix the wing while I'm here as well, guys. My dad, Abby, is a tradie. He's an electrician, right? Uh-huh. And he always, because he's climbing in like small areas and stuff all the time, so he always cuts himself. And he's a big guy. And what he does is...
He's a huge man.
He's a huge unit. And every time
he has his giant hands. Like yeah. One finger... would be like two of my fingers.
Yeah. Not, oh, not
big,
mate.
Big man.
No, he's like, he's this just giant
yeah,
human.
Yeah, huge.
Wow.
Yeah, big teddy
looks
bear.
Like Hagrid, but shaved.
Don't know if he'd love that comparison.
Sorry, Big Miggy. I love you.
But one thing he does every time, like if he'll cut himself and like a serious bleed that often would need stitches, what he would do is he'd get electrical tape and just, it's called the Sparky's Band-Aid. So he would just tape it up and be like, I'll be fine. So he'd come up with all this electrical tape on and my mum would be like, what are you doing, darling? He's like, just the Sparky's Band-Aid, mate. Fixes it right up.
And would it work like stitches?
No, absolutely not. No. It's the worst thing for you.
Like grime and dirt.
Yeah, horrible. And
this
I wouldn't
is
recommend
not
it.
Medical Advice Australia. No.
Danielle from Melbourne. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you fix with a bit of tape?
I fixed my six-year-old daughter's football boots. The sole fell off and I said, it's okay, sweetie. We'll just put a bit of sticky tape around it. And it lasted a little while, not too long though.
How long's a little while, Danielle?
How long's a little while, Danny?
Sorry, didn't like it when Abby asked.
Yeah. Sorry. A man will repeat what I said, and then people can hear what I said. It's all right. Thank you so much.
Abby, let me do the talking here, mate.
It's okay. Thank you so much. I know it's out of your goodness, your own heart. You're trying to protect me.
Angela from Victoria. Hi, Ange.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What did you fix with a bit of tape, Ange?
We fixed the dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
How'd you... Got the drill out.
Yeah.
Took the whole front off at the control panel out of it. Little bit of tape on the switch. Still going strong 3 years later.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Wow.
I love that.
Did you know, how did you know to do that, Ange?
Girl power.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, I'm allowed to speak, Angela, so I can't say anything back to you. They're looking at me as I speak, and I thought, I'm allowed now.
Darren from Wagga. Hi, Daz.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. What'd you fix with a bit of tape, bro?
I fixed me mother-in-law's front bumper bar.
Oh.
Just across the mouth.
You can't say that. I can't say that, mate. Well, that's
sorry.
Good. Yeah. Saved a bit on a panel beater.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Darren,
we're on our way to a wedding in Port Macquarie, and we'd only been travelling about an hour, and I hit a wallaby like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and... Yeah, half the bumper bar was hanging off, so as soon as we got to the nearest automotive shop, we got some white 100-mile-an-hour tape, the material tape you can rip,
yeah,
and held her up into place and taped her on, and 2 years later, she's still holding strong. I offered to buy the mother-in-law a brand-new bumper. Nah, I'm quite happy with the one I've got. She's still staying strong.
It's got a bit of character.
Did you put any more tape on it, or that tape's lasted 2 years, Darren?
That tape has lasted 2 years with car washes and everything.
Was it speed tape branded by chance?
No, I don't think so.
Love that one from Abby. Zinger. Zinger, you got him.
Thanks, D. Daz.
Well done. Abby, you're on today, mate.
Oh, don't suck up to me now.
Jess from Geelong. Hello, Jess.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Jess. You know what? I'm gonna let Abby ask the question.
Jess, I can't remember the question. What did you just leave your tape? Sorry, I panicked. I'm never allowed to speak unless spoken to. Usually I get thrown a ball. And when I get the ball, I'm allowed to talk. So, Jess, what did you fix with a bit of tape? Was that okay?
All right. So I have fixed a mouse trap. Remember those mouse plagues last year that everyone had trouble with?
Yes.
Well, I kept setting up traps and it kept going off and not catching a mouse. So I got really frustrated and I was pregnant. So I was like, that's it. How can I make this better? So I put some peanut butter on, then put a little bit of plastic around the peanut butter. So it made it extra sensitive. And I caught like 8 mice. It just kept going off. My husband called me Mittler, like German.
Ooh, let's not say that. That is really bad to say. Nobody say that, please. That is anti-Semitic.
Wish I could fix that with a little bit of tape.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
My trauma dump tour. I had my first show on Friday in Melbourne.
How was it?
Sold out.
Yeah. Sold out the Palais, which was like 3,000 people. Didn't really matter.
I've been telling people. I got a bit carried away on the weekend because I've been boasting about you.
No matter what.
That's really cute.
I've been boasting about you. And I said I had dinner with my parents over the weekend. And I was like, Abby, too. It like sold out in Melbourne, 25,000 people. I might add a few bolters.
Yeah, no, that's right. Honestly, I don't mind. Yeah. 100, 1,000, that's right. Just bad at math. So we're doing a beautiful national tour. Brisbane and Sydney are sold out. Melbourne sold out. Adelaide, not so much.
Sure.
Because the options in Adelaide for venues are either really small or really big.
Mm.
And I grew out of the really small one, but now I'm in the really big one. And it's like, we might have to like corner off a bit of it, but it's fine. If you want Adelaide tickets, get them. But there were some headlines I didn't really think were going to happen over the weekend.
Okay.
Because to me, it wasn't a big deal. But then when I was in the room, I realized it actually was a big deal and I kind of got nervous. So the show is about my trauma. And obviously, from birth until now, one of the big things that's happened is going on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're on The Bachelor.
I don't see you as a Bachelor contestant. I see you as a
Bachelor
contestant.
You're more than that.
Guys, it's not a bad thing to be a Bachelor contestant.
I said he's a Bachelor contestant. Actually, yeah, I've always said that.
Because I couldn't get on. I auditioned and I just got.
You'd be a good Bachelor.
I auditioned.
I'll tell one of
them. Okay, thank you.
Jesus. And little group dates can be doing a radio demo together. That'd be so much fun coming into the studio and seeing if they can do radio press training. So I did a huge part of the show was about Matt Agnew dumping me.
Sure.
And in classic Abby Chatfield form, I had forgotten that I had invited him to the show. So we're very good friends now. And I kind of was talking and I was like, actually, is Matt here?
Huh?
And he was like, yeah, put his hand up and I was saying how awful it was that he dumped me and I was kind of like roasting him a bit on stage.
This is live in the show.
Yes, he was in front and center. like in the front third, in the middle of the middle. You know what I mean? Like surrounded by people. And everyone was losing their minds and I was just cackling on stage going, I forgot to text you to see if you were coming. And I just realized I didn't do that. So everyone was very excited about it. There's been a lot of press about it. We're friends. It isn't that exciting. But, you know, I had a great time and he copped it really well.
Yeah. So have you spoken to him afterwards and said sorry for blasting you on the stage?
Well, I didn't say sorry. I more said, are you all right with me doing it? And also you aren't going to come to another show, so you won't know if I do it again.
Yeah. Promise I'll stop. Won't.
Yeah.
I definitely don't think he's going to another show after that.
Traumatized. But I just forgot that it was a big deal to people because it was 4 years ago for us. We've been friends publicly,
Did he text you back and be like, it's all good?
He came backstage after.
Oh, okay, good.
And we popped some champagne with 10 of my closest friends and my manager. And it was just fun. Yeah, it was great.
So you forgot that he was going to be there. Did you forget?
I didn't forget. I often say things without thinking.
Mm.
And I forgot to text him to confirm. I knew I invited him.
Sure.
And he was definitely on the door. But I hadn't texted him that day saying, just double checking you're coming tonight like I did with everyone else. Because I was like, he'll be busy or he'll just text me if he can't come. And then I realized as I was saying, all these things about him. And there's a part of the show where on my PowerPoint that I've presented, that I've created myself, by the way.
Well done. There's, very good.
How's it going, us? I didn't doubt it, mate. You've been sitting in our group chat for a while.
Guys, look at my PowerPoint. And we go, well done.
And I go, look how funny this is, guys. Ha, ha, ha. And you go, we don't get the context. But there was a screenshot of me saying, I want to have sex with you. And there was a screenshot of the Gemini thing. And I realized that he was in the audience. But yeah, it was great. Like, it was a really fun time. But I have some tickets to give away.
Okay, great.
To the show. I'm not sure which show.
Well,
do we know which show we've got?
Which show? What? Producer
any?
Brisa? Any show.
So the Sydney and Brisbane Melbourne, ones obviously. Are sold out. Yeah, Melbourne, sorry.
No, we're only
done.
Giving away Melbourne tickets.
Only Melbourne tickets? I'll just do a Zoom or something. Just do like a
Matt Agnew's calling. You've been, mate.
But I wanted to ask people where they saw their ex, because it was a pretty, I mean, it wasn't awkward, but it wasn't an ideal place to see Matt for the first time in a few months.
All right, I love this. 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now, wherever it was. Where did you see your ex?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Where or when did you see your ex, Abs?
Yeah, because I saw my most prominent ex.
Public ex.
Public ex, absolutely. Mm. Matt Agnew was kind enough to come to my Trauma Dump tour on Friday in Melbourne, and I kind of forgot that he was coming and realised that during the show I do roast him a little bit and talk about him quite a lot, and I had to call him out in the audience. But he was a great sport to my face.
Good on you, Matthew.
We were only having a chat in the weekend. Nath ran into
Jimmy knows his story. Abby, so I got engaged last year. Me and my partner Meg getting married next year. Do you want me to get on do a round of applause?
Yeah.
Good on you, Nath, good work. It's always weird giving myself a round of applause. Yeah. Sometimes I wish you guys had a button. Anyway.
We should organise that.
Oh my God, we should make it contractual.
Okay, hang on. We'll talk
after. So when I was picking up my engagement ring as this small little boutique ring place, only room for like probably two couples in there at the one time. When I went in there to pick up my ring, sitting there, locked eyes with my ex sitting there with her new fiance at the exact same time.
That's at the start of a rom-com.
Yeah. Honestly, it felt like a movie.
Great, because A, they did not end well.
No. So that's the first time I had seen her since we had broken up, and she was sitting there with her new partner picking up wedding bands.
But B, tell Abby what he said to you.
I meet the ex. Saw my ex, met the new husband. We have a big chat, whatever. 15 minutes goes by, and then he turns to me and goes, anyway, how do you know Kate?
So he had no idea.
No idea.
Obviously, you were never an issue in their relationship. You obviously moved on. Very much so. You know? He's like, who are you? Very irrelevant in your life.
Yeah. Why are you guys so close? Yeah. She's never mentioned you once.
Was he that good? Yeah.
Nice mentioning, like, second cousins. Here's Stephanie over in Barbados.
I've only mentioned on the bloody radio. Nikki from Melbourne. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Nikki.
How are you?
We are good, Nick. We're just mucking around making a bit of radio, mate. Where'd you run into your ex?
I ran into my ex at the airport where he broke up with me because he said I was too ambitious in pilot school. He flunked out and I ended up flying a jet with him on board, but him in economy, and I was one of the pilots.
Oh, sucked in.
That is great.
Dude, that's amazing. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Oh, I love that. Nikki, did you have a conversation at all?
No, I just stroll by with my bag and with the captain at the time, and just to say, this is what you've missed out on.
Too busy flying, mate.
Yeah, too busy flying high. Good on you, Nick. Sienna from Victoria. Hi, Sienna.
Hello, how you going?
We're good, C. Where or when did you see your ex?
I went to a restaurant with my partner and ran into two of my exes.
Two?
At the restaurant. Yeah, no, I know it sounds like, I'm not allowed to say the word, but you get it, Abby, that word.
Well, no, what's the word, Abby? I don't get it.
Is it bullshit?
Paul, hello, Paul.
Howdy, guys, how you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Where did you see your ex?
I ran into her in a food court after she cheated on me.
All right.
And the bloke left her pretty much a week fling, and I passed her with my now wife.
Yeah.
And she sort of just gave me death stares.
And that was it. What was she eating? What was she eating, Paul?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't care. Wow, I grabbed my ass and looked at her and took off.
Did you say you grabbed your wife's ass?
Yep.
get on your fall. Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where did you see your ex, Chloe?
I went to a Post Malone concert 3 weeks after we broke up, and he was on stage with him.
On stage with Post Malone?
No.
Yeah.
He wasn't one of the, like, they pull him out of the crowd and he plays guitar for Post?
Yes.
Oh. You know, that's my dream, Chloe, so I'm actually more jealous than you would have been.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Here we go. Enjoy ham.
I love ham, mate. I love any type of meat. I just love food.
Great. Okay, you love ham. You love food.
I don't know if we have time, but Nate has a great ham story.
Hang on, who has a great ham story?
Oh, yeah, I've got a story for every type of food. Give me your food, I'll give you a story.
Do you want me to tell the quickest version of it?
Yeah, all right. You can tell my ham story. Go ahead.
So, down when we're doing Hobart, we're doing Sydney breakfast. Oh, no, we're doing Hobart breakfast.
Hobart
Down
Hobart. You're dreaming, mate.
At the end of the year. Did I say that? Sorry, Hughesy, Ed and Aaron. Oh, it's a faux pas. I slip. Oh, Miss Cousy.
It's called manifestation.
Manifestation. It's not a war.
Now we're going to get an email.
Mate, we're going to get about 3 emails after tonight.
Yeah, so we're in Hobart Breakfast. Every year they gave all the staff in the office ham. Big legs of ham.
Yeah.
Right, so Nath and I went home together. We lived together. Nath parks his car, accidentally leaves his ham in the car.
Yeah. Hot afternoon.
We leave. Yeah. We leave Tassie. We've gone away for the holidays. Nate's like, oh crap, I haven't put my ham in the fridge.
Mm.
Rings producer Grace.
It was her birthday.
Nath asked her to climb our fence and break into our house to get the ham out.
Yeah, she had to climb a fence and then a balcony to go and get my car key to get the ham out of the boot. She said, absolutely not, Nathan. I said, fair enough.
So then we come back a week later and he's like, I really want the ham. Mm. So he takes the week-old ham into work, swaps it with someone else's ham.
A ham that I thought had been unclaimed. I thought this was a free-for-all ham.
Ham.
So I was like, okay, I'll just take this ham because nobody's claimed it because everyone's off for Christmas break.
And you leave the other ham.
Yeah, and then I left the other ham. And then a very angry email came through from the person who owns said unclaimed ham and said, there's been a theft. Someone's left this shit-house mouldy a ham and taken my good one, and then had to issue an apology. I had to sneak the ham back in. It was a whole thing. It was a ham gate.
Wow.
Ham
gate. Yeah. And did you ever get the stench out of your car?
No, still there each day, but it's good.
That's
makes
the
me
Ford
hungry.
Fiesta he was talking about earlier with the tape.
With the tape and the ham, it's great.
Dr. Seuss is here.
Back to my ham story.
Sure.
Sorry. Okay? We all have a ham story, right, boys? We get it. So,
I thought you said no one has a ham story.
I don't know. 2/3 of us have a ham story. So, 2 in 3 people have a ham story.
Hey, that's serious.
Someone you're sitting with right now could have a ham story.
Look to your left. Look to your right. One of them will have a story of ham.
That's it. We got her.
That's it.
I need 2 hours in the show.
We win today. We win today, mate.
We
win today. Hey, we've also just secured Primo as a sponsor. Oh.
should I get to my story?
Yeah, get your story.
Okay,
your story.
So there's been this bit of ham circulating the internet.
Oh, a ham story.
Do you have a ham story?
A ham story. Well, that means 3 people have a ham story.
Abby, you're part of the statistic.
But I was, hamless until today.
Yeah,
So I've only just come into my hamdom. So, okay,
you know where Abby's favourite place holiday is?
No. The Hamptons.
Yeah, I love the Hamptons.
No, my back is so sore from laughing.
Monty, can we get Abby's puffer in here, please?
There's just a bit of ham.
There's this famous ham. Famous
ham. It's been circulating on the internet.
Mm, viral ham.
I've found it. And people are, quote unquote, really spooked by it.
Okay.
And they're really concerned. And it is going for £30 to get the, quote unquote, amazing slice.
Right, okay.
Doesn't quite work because amazing ham, it's not really the best thing in the world.
Yeah, it's not the best gear.
But there's the reason why it's going for 30 quid and why people are frightened by it is because it looks like someone's face is in the ham.
Hang on, sorry. Someone's face is in the ham. Is that better? So I'm.
So you have the ham in front of you.
I have set, or not a picture
real
of the ham.
Imagine you had the real ham.
Right, we don't
You're
have
gone
a,
by now.
A 30 quid budget.
No, I did leave it in his car and forget about
right,
it.
Right, so I'm looking at this ham now. Now, you guys know who this is supposed to be, do you?
Yes, I have a photo. Abby and I have a photo of the ham and the celebrity.
Okay, so it's me and Nath looking at this ham right now. Mm. I just see ham. Can you give me a hint?
Because it is a person
Good
who
hint.
Once lived.
A person who once lived.
All right, we can go with dead celeb.
Okay.
Dead celeb.
I was trying to be sensitive.
Dead
celeb. Well, I mean.
Dead celeb.
He looks so upset.
I honestly can't see.
So what do we want to ask 131060?
Yeah,
call up Australia. Nate's going to try and describe who it is.
Okay.
And if you guess, we'll give you something.
Yeah, okay. How about this? Jump on the phones right now, 131060. I will describe this ham because I don't know the answer, right? I'll describe what I see.
The hamster.
And That was good. That was clever, mate.
Was that an allowed interruption?
It was really good. Yeah, that was no, always interrupt if you got good gear, mate. And that was good gear.
Before it wasn't.
No.
Earlier?
No. No, it wasn't. That one, really good gear. Last one, shit house. 131060, jump on the phones right now. Okay, if you want to win a prize, heaps to give away, $100 Soul Origin vouchers, step one vouchers up for grabs. I'll describe the ham. You got to guess who it is. You get it right, you win. We'll do it next. Hot Nice, Abby Chatfield, Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We've just asked the question, 131060, jump on the phones right now. There's this amazing story going around at the moment. Apparently there's a famous ham, Abby Chatfield, with a famous person in it. I've just got a picture of the ham. You guys know who this celebrity is. I have no idea.
It's very clear, to be honest.
Very clear. And if you are just joining us, we did find out that, sadly, 2 in 3 people have a ham story.
Well, is it sad or is it positive? You know what I mean? Because I think... I think ham's great.
Okay.
I think it's a great statistic.
I really hate ham.
Okay, it's a bad statistic.
It's like soggy and like it smells rancid.
Mm. You brought the ham story.
I know,
this is you.
I'm the ham girl.
And then like, I got an email being like, Abby really wants to do the ham thing. All right. Like, all right, we'll do the ham thing.
Kathy from Sydney. Hello, Kathy. We got you there.
Hello. Now, hello. Yes, I'm here.
Kathy, have you seen this amazing ham?
I have, yes. It did catch me by surprise.
Right, so you know the famous dead celebrity that's in this alleged ham, yes?
I do, yes.
Right, okay, so you're the same as Abby and Jim. Now, I have no idea. So, Kath, it's up to you to try and help me get it because, I mean, you can offer clues. Jim, Abs, you can also offer clues. We can't rest until I figure out who this celebrity is. Kathy, all I can see is just a ham with a couple of marks on it. Can you help me out in any way?
It's a female.
Mm-hmm. Female.
Female, blonde hair, good looking.
Can I just have a guess, even though I can't see it, or do I have to be able to see it?
I mean, have we got someone else in line? Is Amy guessing as well?
Well, I mean, Amy from Newcastle. Amy, we got you there?
I'm here.
Now, Amy, have you seen the ham, this said ham?
No, I have not. I thought it was going to be a male, so now I'm thrown.
Right, okay, so here's what I'm going
to
do.
Maybe you and Amy need to work together now.
No, well, that's what I'm going to do. I reckon, this is what I reckon.
You know what I reckon? I reckon Kathy helps you, and you work with Amy. Me and Abs just sit back.
What a sit here.
Yeah,
my
okay,
voice is
so
going.
I'm
going
to bring... You have it off, mate. We're already over. Who cares? Those guys on after is going to be so mad.
Jimmy and Amy are going to be so pissed off.
Okay, so Kathy and Amy, we've got both of you here. Kathy, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amy, you're here, yeah?
Yep, I'm
all right,
here.
So Amy, you and I—is this photo up somewhere? Is it on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield that people can see? Yeah, all right. You head to the Instagram, you can check out the ham as well. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Want to see ham, we have ham.
All right, so Kathy, any more clues? So it's a famous dead female, correct, Kath?
Yes. What used to teach children have famous photo taken with a see-through dress.
It's Marilyn Monroe, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
Is it Marilyn?
No.
No, it's not. Jeez, no. I was cocky there.
You were.
I was so cocky.
No.
Amy, any ideas?
I was going Marilyn Monroe as well.
I know if the dress was see-through, was it? Or was it?
Marilyn's?
No, this person.
Yes, I didn't think this person's dress was see-through.
No, I think that they would have been really shunned if they wore something see-through.
Oh, yeah.
Shunned.
They'd be tutted.
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 Don't wear this.
Who tuts?
It was a black dress.
A black dress. She was tutted.
Very, I don't think that these, without giving it away, people within that group are very tutted. Probably the most talked about.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know, Abby gets talked about in the media.
Is this a Kardashian?
People. No.
No.
Higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
Higher than a Kardashian? A royal. It's Meghan Markle.
No. She's alive.
She's alive.
She's alive.
The queen.
No. Oh, no. Although...
Eric
fair.
Who? What was your guess, Amy?
I'm lost.
Yeah, you and me both.
Okay, who is a dead female who has been in the royal family? Just think about it for a moment. That isn't the queen.
Diana!
Yes!
Amy Astley.
Oh, my God.
Amy, just so you know, I got that. You were delayed. But, Amy, who do you think it is?
Princess Diana.
Yes, yeah, spot on. Well done, guys. We got to the bottom of it.
Is that how you thought that would play out?
It was more than I could have ever wished for.
Yeah, honestly, best thing I've ever done. Mm. I still can't see Diana in this.
You're like, Kardashian's bigger than the Kardashians.
It's hot nights.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Quinn time! That's
what?
How
it,
yeah. So, you know when some... Have you ever seen Flintstones? Seen Flintstones?
Not much. No.
Yeah, so this... You hear this noise, right?
Wait, you turn that music down.
There it is. Hear that noise?
What? Yeah.
That means like quitting time, like time to get out of here.
Oh,
it's like a whistle. So we're done.
I didn't know what you both were saying.
Yeah, so we were saying quitting time. We probably should have said it slower for the first time over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah.
So when that goes, we've got to get out of here.
You guys aren't leaving me as well, are you?
No. We're contractually have to be
tomorrow
here
tomorrow night.
My dad, Rowan, Nick.
I thought you meant your dad's in tomorrow night.
Reunited after 28 years.
And he's learned how to paddle.
Here he is. So what we thought we'd do is we bring somebody else in as well who's been listening to the show, Abby. Doesn't matter how much of the show they've heard. They could have heard the whole thing. They could have heard 2 minutes. And we want to get a rating. A rating on how we're going out of 10. Mm-hmm. So please welcome for the show rating from Sydney, Kathy. Kath, welcome.
Hell yeah, Kathy.
Kath, how much of the show have you heard tonight?
Well, I came in on the ham story, so that was really fun.
Yeah. Kathy from the ham story.
Were you, primo. Kath, were you laughing at us laughing?
I was. It's good. It always sets me off. Mm. Reminded me of my ham story with the ham bone and back of the fridge, and I could smell this something, and then I found out it was the ham bone in the back. So
that's the thing.
Kathy, you hang on. You got a ham story?
Yeah, I can ham it up a bit if you like.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy, that's... Kathy, can you panel for radio? Can you press a button?
You're coming tomorrow, Kathy. Stick around.
All right, Kath, what do you want to give the show out of 10?
Oh, absolutely, 10 out of
10. Right.
10.
Oh,
yep.
10 out of 10.
We do need a reason, but I am guessing it is because of the ham stories.
It's the ham, absolutely.
Yeah. Is this to show our boss, Dave Cameron, or what is
it? Yeah, we sort of collect them together. Yeah, okay, and then cool. We show him when our contract's up. We go, look how many tens we've got.
Love that.
Yeah,
amazing.
And we delete all the ones that are lower than five.
So. Radio Australia!
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.